If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
The world's first ever male birth control is just about ready. Would you consider giving this a try in your home? So the Indian Council of Medical Research has successfully completed a clinical trial on what is an injectable male contraceptive.
Wow.
You say injectable. What are we talking here?
It's, you know what an injection is?
Yes.
Okay.
With a needle?
Yes.
Okay. That's it.
Yes.
And in the implied area?
It's, yeah, the needle's down there.
You have to get. Okay.
But listen. You've dated somebody who's been on birth control before.
Yeah.
You know the struggle. You know the side effects. There are like zero side effects reported from this male contraceptive. And yes, it is an injection, but women have been getting injections for birth control for a very long time. But it's once every 13 years. This lasts for 13 years.
13 years?
Yeah.
That's a long time to commit to something that you may not be sure of in the first place.
I think a lot of people know. Ask somebody with four kids if they're sure. I'm pretty sure.
Give me the injection.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Exactly.
I mean, are you sure injection's the only way to do it? Like 2020?
Well, I'm not a scientist, but I'm sure.
Can I take the pill form?
Sure, they figured out the best way for now, you know?
I just think because it's so new that I wouldn't want to be one of those guinea pigs. I mean, like, what happens if something does go wrong? You're talking about like a serious part of your body that's being, I don't know what is going on down there.
Again, women have been risking their health.
That's true.
Dealing with side effects of birth control for years and years and years.
That's true.
I see how like suddenly you're very worried about these
things.
It's
time to take the burden.
I've never heard you speak up about female birth control before.
I'll never impose birth control, especially pills, on someone that I'm dating. I mean, it's the amount of chemicals that are going in. So I guess this is kind of a healthier alternative to...
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
It's not on paper, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think... I mean, it's scary to think about for guys. I get how they could be scared about that sort of stuff. I'm sure it doesn't hurt. I'm sure there's a lot of freezing that goes on, so you won't feel a thing, as the doctors say. I don't know if I would trust guys to do this, though, on their own.
I would agree with, because we've spoken in the past, because they have been and probably still are testing like male pills as well, birth control pills. And for sure, day after day, the guys that I've dated in the past, I wouldn't have trusted them. Look, I don't trust women too, though. It can be tough to remember to take it every day for sometimes.
Right.
But in this case, it's only once every 13 years. Like if you can't remember to do one thing within 13 years to make sure that that might be
harder to remember. Every 13 years, you're going to forget really easily. I did that thing a decade ago.
I forgot to put the alert on. I missed it. Sorry, I missed the appointment.
See, and then we end up having to do it ourselves
again.
There you
go. We're right back to square one.
You guys are the worst. This text is for you, Sam. It says, I have four kids and I would take a needle in the eye. That's what it took.
Okay, you win.
I told you. Women have been doing this for so long, and I'm even like sort of annoyed by this revelation in science, because so many trials of male contraceptives have failed in the past. Do you know why? Because men couldn't deal with the side effects.
Oh, really?
And do you know how many side effects women have been dealing with when it comes to contraceptives for years and years and years?
I can imagine.
They try 18 different ones. Nobody cared. Nobody cared. What are people saying on our text line?
Well, we got this text from Jimmy. He actually heard about this surgery a few years ago.
You mean the injection?
The injection, yeah. A couple years ago. And he talked to his doctor about it. And if you want kids after, let's say, 5 years, it's actually easy to reverse. The doctor can flush away the gel with a mix of water and baking soda. That's it.
Water and baking soda?
That's
that
all
easy?
It takes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
20 years to come up with a needle, and it's only baking soda that will undo
it. That's it.
That's kind of cool.
Sounds legit. Nick, what do you think about this?
What's wrong with getting fixed?
With getting fixed?
What do you mean by getting fixed? You're
exactly
not a dog.
I was fixed. Besides the billowing smoke coming out from down there, everything was fine.
Okay. So you'd prefer a vasectomy over this injection?
I think so at the moment. Yeah, I'd wait a few years before I'd get it done.
You'd wait to see if other people die or something.
So you have a vasectomy, right, Nick?
Yes, I do, yes.
Would you get it reversed? You can get it reversed. Have you ever considered getting it reversed?
Oh, not in this lifetime, my friend.
did you hear him say he had three kids?
Well, you never know. Maybe she wants a fourth.
No. So she divorced me if I got it reversed.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. She divorced him. She knows what she wants.
Yeah,
okay.
She's aware, yeah.
This text says, finally, we have four kids and he refuses to get the surgery, and it's always me that has to take precaution. I'll give him the injection myself. That's what Wendy said. I have to say, you know, we get a lot of texts, a lot of calls from women at the Beat 92.5. 95% of the ones we've got in the past 10 minutes have been from men, which makes me think that the women are like, yeah, my man wouldn't even consider this. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, it's not even a battle that they want to take.
They don't even want to. Yeah. Look at Sam. He's crying. He's like crossing his legs this morning.
I'm scared. Make this go away.
He hates everything about the conversation. All right, it's over. You okay?
Thank you. Yes. Can I have my lollipop now?
Child.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
When did you officially feel like an adult? And maybe you don't feel like one yet. 60% of adults say they don't. We're taking your text this morning at 92925. So is there sort of like one milestone, something that happens when you wake up one day and you're like, oh, that's it. I'm officially an adult.
I mean, I hear of things, but I haven't experienced it yet. I know it's coming. I feel like it's lurking around the corner. But if you ask me if I do anything differently now than I did 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I'd say no.
Nothing.
My life is the same as it's always been.
His brain glamorous. Is the same. He's grown at all. Since, yeah. So you're saying you don't feel like an adult?
I really don't.
Shocker.
No.
So when Josie gives birth to your child, hopefully it is your child.
Well, we have 98% sure. Okay.
Pretty good. When she gives birth in April, do you think that's going to be the moment?
I have a feeling that something will shift. Yes.
Yeah, I hope so.
As much as I'm trying to tell myself that it won't affect things, and I'm going to try and keep the inner child alive as much as possible, I know that it's a new chapter.
You're suddenly completely responsible for another life.
Yeah, which is something I can really take care of my own life.
Yeah, so. I have my worries too, right. But no, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
I don't know if I feel. I mean, I'm not there yet. I'm not having a kid anytime soon, so that, I guess, is one thing.
Careful.
You never know, yeah. I've got an announcement to make tomorrow, guys. But moving here was definitely a big step for me, because I had never lived really away from home. Mm-hmm. Home, like, I had moved away from my parents' place, but they were still in the same city. But moving 6 hours away, that was a big step getting closer to adulthood.
I know, and your mom only comes and does your laundry every second weekend.
And that's really being tough for me to adjust to.
It's a transition. How about you, Nikki?
Well, look, you guys know my mom. She's so youthful.
She is,
right?
Yes.
My grandmother's the same way. She just has this youthful spirit. And I have yet to feel like an adult, but I've also been doing adult-like things from the time I was born, basically. Like, from the time I was really young. Consider that I've been paying my own rent since I've been 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I moved away. Andy, Andy, what you did in your late 30s, moving away 6 hours away from home, I moved across the country to Calgary from Halifax when I was 18 years old.
Wow.
I did take care of my little sister. My mom was sick growing up, so there were times when I was taking her to daycare before I went to school.
Wow.
So I felt I did have a lot of adult responsibilities. Those are only a few of them, but very young. So I don't think there's going to be a shift, which I'm actually okay with.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's suddenly, you know, I ran up my credit card when I was 18, dealt with credit card debt. Like,
been
I've
there,
done,
done
it.
That.
Been
yeah.
there,
you
done
were an
it.
Adult when you were 18. You've been an adult
lives.
For a long time.
I was. But at what age did you officially start feeling like an adult? See, this one says as soon as I started paying my own bills, pretty much as soon as I moved out. Exactly. But I wouldn't say I was an adult at 18, but I did have those adult responsibilities.
Yeah. I think the universal time for you knowing when you become an adult, I was telling Andy, is when you can't get up or sit down without making at least a little bit of a grunt. Just a little.
See, I'm doing this right, because Andy grunts every time he moves.
Well, only when I get up. When I sit down, it's very relaxing, but when I get up, it's a lot of effort.
See, I'm the opposite.
And I'm kind of the opposite, because I was actually more unhealthy when I was like in my early 20s.
Right.
Like, my body actually feels less creaky now, which is good, because Andy, I don't know how you deal with it.
Oh, I'm so stiff. I can barely move. I hurt myself getting out of bed today. That's not a lie. I hurt my neck just getting out of bed.
Oh, I'm not shocked. A lot of creaks. What are people saying on the text line?
I love this text. It just says, no idea what I'm doing.
Just trying to survive every day.
Being honest, I like it. I like that policy.
This text is great. This says, that specific morning when I was at Canadian Tire before it opened.
Oh, yeah.
Only adults do
that's
that.
That's so true. Yeah. Sometimes you find yourself at a place and you're like, yeah.
And you're looking forward to going there the night before.
Yeah, I know. When you go to bed early so you can get up for the market in the morning.
Yeah.
Christine, when did you feel like an adult?
When I first hosted family Christmas for over 20 people.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. You know, I feel pretty adult-like when I make turkey, like when I make a turkey dinner or something. That makes sense.
Yeah,
it's Christmas Eve, and it was both sides of the family.
Wow.
And to this day, there's still a lot of people in my generation who do not do that.
Who don't do that?
That's true.
Okay, good for you.
My grandmother stopped doing dinners for her family a good 10 years ago.
Really?
She's like, don't have the effort anymore. Oh. Sorry. We're eating out.
It takes a lot. It takes
does.
A lot.
Wait, turkey makes you feel like an adult?
Yeah, making turkey and charcuterie boards. Like, what? I feel like I have. Yes.
It's very adult of you.
I feel like I have it together. Somebody said on our text line at 92925, when I I decided I wanted pizza and ice cream for breakfast, and there was no one there to stop me.
Yes.
They said it was a bad idea, by the way.
Oh, come on. You only live once.
Another one about a Dyson vacuum, too.
Oh,
the moment
I got excited
about buying a Dyson vacuum. Yeah, that'll do it.
Oh, this text says, I'll be 25 this Sunday, and I still feel like I'm 20. Well, you're still pretty young. I mean, you're not that far away
25.
From
25.
Yeah.
That's in your 20s.
They're like, I'm 21. I don't feel a day past 19 years old.
Melissa texted, morning, guys. Job, 16. Bills at 20. Kids at 24. Adulting, wherever we go. Disney, I'm still the craziest of the four of us and still always young at heart.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's my mom, too. Well, I'm hoping I get some of her youthfulness. There are some other traits I hope I don't get. Okay, the top activities that adults don't want to let go of. And I don't know why we would have to let go of any of these, but this is the list. And at number 8, theme parks.
Okay, yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Like alone or with kids?
Whichever. Okay. I think you can go alone, too. A roller coaster is a roller coaster.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend a whole day at a theme park alone, but with kids, perhaps.
With another adult?
Yeah, exactly. You go with
perhaps.
Friends?
Yeah, perhaps.
Oh,
good
Sam's
day.
Suddenly too mature for theme parks.
I think I'm an adult, guys.
Okay, enjoying superhero films in at number 7.
Oh, God, right there. Yes.
Everybody likes superheroes.
Exactly.
They're the biggest films at the box office.
Yeah.
I mean, constructing Lego without kids.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah, I think that's kind of like coloring. It can be good for your mental health, too.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Therapy.
Yeah.
Playing board games. Did that this weekend.
Yeah. Have a board game night with friends.
Yeah. Why do you? Okay, this one I don't get. I agree. Collecting things. Anything from like comics to Star Wars figures or football stickers. No.
It's nice to have a little pastime, a little hobby, something that you take interest in.
Not over the age of 12. Okay. It's time to let it go. You're not moving that into my place either, collection.
Right. I still have all my hockey and baseball cards. Yeah. I don't collect new ones, but I still have them just in case they're valuable. One day.
Okay, that's fair. That makes sense. In at number 2, gaming.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Big gamer here.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a mind escape. It keeps your mind active, but at the same time, you're not thinking about the trials and tribulations of the day.
They call that a distraction.
Yeah.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
Oh, it does.
It doesn't. No, the screen time is crazy.
And number 1, this is one I'm not giving up, is going to gigs and festivals. Like going to shows and concerts and festivals. Again, why would you want to give those up at a certain age?
We almost go just to prove that we're not getting old. Look, I know. I'm still young enough to go to a festival.
It's true, but you're looking at your watch like, when is it over? Well,
you were just at Celine the other day and you were happy that it didn't go to 11.
I was so happy to be there, but I was getting tired. I was like, okay, anytime now, let's wrap this up. Plus, you don't want to be in the crowd anymore, you know, you're like, how can I beat the crowd? I need to get out of here first.
Yeah.
All signs. Anyway, thank you so much for your texts this morning at 92925. So many good ones. This one says, I felt like an adult when I get excited for garbage or recycling day.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
The man who changed the world for the better, one chicken nugget at a time. So this guy sent out a tweet on Twitter. It has since been retweeted like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of times. He's actually Canadian.
Okay.
Lives in Edmonton.
Nice.
And this is what the tweet said. I worked at McDonald's for 2.5 years and I put 11 nuggets in almost every 10 piece that I made.
He still work there,
people loved it. So after it's being retweeted hundreds of thousands of times, he later updated with another tweet saying, the location was mostly drive-through, so not that I can remember, but I'd like to imagine that they went home, saw that extra nug, and smiled a little. And people, of course, were responding saying, is there any better feeling than like going home? Like, it feels like such a gift when you go home and realize you get an extra nugget.
Once in a while, I'll actually pick up some chicken strips or chicken pieces from the Provigo near me.
Yeah.
And they're only supposed to give you 10 pieces, but I think I have a connection with the guy because every time I go home, there's always like 11 or maybe sometimes 12
pieces.
You got
an in.
But the worst part is like now I'm counting the pieces when I come home just to see if he's like keeping up the standard.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he never lets me down.
I think it's probably because you go late at night and he's going to have to throw them out anyway. Like they're not
that's
fresh.
A good point.
When they're not fresh.
Either way, I'll take them. But for your information, no, I go there at 9:45 when the first batch is done. I'm waiting there.
Oh, wow. He's generous.
You know, they say not all heroes wear capes. And in this case, it's obviously true. I used to do something similar. I worked at a tuck shop when I was a kid.
What's that?
And it's just like we gave away candy and ice cream and small little stuff. It was up in Cottage Country. I worked up there at a resort. And I would get, if kids would come in asking for 1 cent candies, I would, if they asked for 10, I'd always give them 11 or 12. If they asked for a single scoop of ice cream, I'd give them 2.
For everyone that asked?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Until the day I got pulled into the back and they said, listen, here's our numbers and here's why they don't add up. And it's mainly because of you.
And here's why we're going bankrupt.
Yes.
You know, I worked at McDonald's when I was in high school.
That's right.
did?
Yeah. And I used to, for sure, I wanted to give like extra nuggets and give people extra things.
But?
Like every ice cream cone I made was a large. I'm probably going to get arrested for this now. But okay, the fajitas were a thing. Because I was never really happy with how stuffed the fajitas were. I didn't think there was enough chicken or vegetables in there. Like, fill them up.
Yeah, you're a hero.
The pita's already there.
So
fill
I
her up.
Did. Until I got called back in the office.
Oh.
And, you know, my manager, like, because I think she feels the same way. Like, she's not worried about giving people a little bit extra. I mean, it's McDonald's. Yeah. I think they're still making their profits.
They're doing okay.
But she mentioned that people are on diets and people are like, and I know what that's like. You have apps on your phone, MyFitnessPal, or you're on Weight Watchers and you're writing down all your points. So you think you're eating a certain amount of calories and protein and fat and carbs. And then if I double the amount of fajita stuffing, suddenly your diet's out the window.
That's a good point. If you're on a diet, you probably shouldn't be going to McDonald's in the first place.
Well, the
place.
Fajitas
I'm
were like the healthy choice back in the day. They were the healthy choice.
Some chicken snack wraps, they're good.
You can have a snack. You can have a treat on a diet.
True.
You still want to know like how many
ignorance
calories.
Ignorance is bliss. I don't know how many calories.
Anyway, I stopped then and went back to just putting like the small amount of fajitas in there because I didn't want anyone to gain weight on my account.
You don't feel so bad about giving away the extra food. It's ruining someone's diet that really makes you feel
exactly.
bad.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.